This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back our good friend Sue Small, the Executive Director of the Florida Wildlife Hospital. And the Florida Wildlife Hospital does great work in our community, rescuing native birds and visiting birds and all kinds of native animals, for that matter. And we were just talking, and you said that you had a great success this last week.
Yes, we had a nestling great horned owl come in, the first baby of the season. It was blown out of its tree by some high winds, and we were able to reunite it with its mother and sibling. We had some very kind people who donated use of a bucket truck from Quality Tree Service. Leonard's Auto had a bucket truck that they also offered to donate. Unfortunately, that one wasn't tall enough, but they did find us one that was tall enough, and last Friday we were able to put the baby back in the nest under the watchful eye of the mother.
Wow, and she accepted it back and was happy to be reunited and all was well.
Yes, they do take the babies back. Anytime we can get them back with the parents, that's the best case scenario, so that they can be raised with and by other owls and have the best chance for survival in the wild.
There's a common fallacy out there. If you touch a baby bird that's fallen out of the nest, the mother won't take it back. Is that true?
No, that's not true at all. If you find a baby bird on the ground and you can get it back into the nest or a substitute nest nearby, in most cases, the parents will continue to care for it.
So if you find a baby bird, you can pick it up and try to reunite it. So it's not like a squirrel where you just leave it at the base of the tree.
That's correct. The birds have no way to pick up their babies and put them back in the nest. The squirrels will come down and pick up the baby and usually move them to a new nest if the original nest has been disturbed.
Well, today she brought in Oliver. You want to tell us about him? He's very handsome.
Oliver is our great horned owl. He's the largest of the five species of owls that we have here in Brevard County. He came to us as a very young owl. He somehow in the nest broke his wing, and of course it did not heal properly without any kind of medical intervention. So when the siblings flew off and left the nest, he ended up on the ground unable to fly. He was brought to us because he was so young. He adapted very well to being around people, and he has been an educational ambassador with us for several years now.
One thing that people might not know is that you are self-funded. You rely on donations from individuals and companies and corporations, and you have a great opportunity for Valentine's Day coming up. Give us the details.
Okay, yes, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we run entirely on donations. We have adoptions available of our educational ambassadors. We're spotlighting this month Corey, our barn owl, because with their heart-shaped faces, they're often called the Valentine owl. So this would make a unique Valentine gift for somebody special in your life. You get a picture suitable for framing, a certificate of adoption, and a fact sheet about the owl. We also have other educational ambassadors available for adoption. If you'd like to adopt the Oliver the Great Horned Owl, Gonzo the Eastern Screech Owl, we have a gopher tortoise, a box turtle, a red rat snake, and a couple of other birds that are available to be adopted.
And the really cool thing is that this is not only helping the wildlife hospital in the community, unlike other adoptions, you don't have to take care of the animals, you leave that all up to you.
Right. The birds or the animals continue to stay with us. Your donation provides for their care, and we let you know when they're going to be appearing at local events so that you can come by and see them, because our hospital isn't actually open to the public.
You do have a website where they can go and see pictures of the adoptees that are available and make their donation all right there?
Yes, we have a website, floridawildlifehospital.org. You'll see pictures of our patients, all of our adoptable educational ambassadors, and some other information about wildlife that you may find helpful.
And we encourage you to like them on Facebook. Sue, thank you so much for coming in, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you.